So I've got Jed Shepherd coming up in a minute. He's got the pop guns floating around the studio and prepping. Loved having you with me today. Thank you so much for joining me. News coming up in 2 seconds.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix
After
FM.
10 days of mourning, Nelson Mandela has been laid to rest at his childhood home of Kounou. Thousands of people, including Prince Charles and Oprah Winfrey, said a final farewell to the 95-year-old. Ahmed Kathrada, who was jailed alongside Mandela and became one of his closest friends, spoke at the ceremony.
We must be proud and grateful that after the long walk, paved with obstacles and suffering, we can salute you as a fighter for freedom in the end. Farewell, my dear brother, my mentor, my leader.
Hospitals will face fines unless they deliver the same standard of care 7 days a week in a shake-up aimed at cutting the increased death risk at weekends. Sir Bruce Keogh, NHS England's medical director, says he is setting out radical changes.
We've got increasing evidence that patients who are admitted at the weekend are likely to have a higher mortality than those admitted during the week. We also have evidence from a variety of surveys. Junior doctors in hospital at the weekend are feeling overwhelmed and quite stressed and relatively under-supported by senior colleagues.
Police investigating a double murder in Belfast have named the victims. 42-year-old Finbar McGrillin and Karen Smith, who was 40, were found dead in the Ravenhill area of the city on Friday afternoon. Officers are asking the public not to carry out their own search for a missing Oxford teenager. Jaden Parkinson, who's 17, disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. Two people are being held arrested on suspicion of murder. In football, Manchester United have claimed a much-needed Premier League win for under-pressure manager David Moyes. They've won 3-0 at Aston Villa, which takes them up to 8th in the table. Norwich and Swansea drew 1-1 in their early kick-off. The clash of the title contenders between Tottenham and Liverpool is just getting underway. And Sam Bailey and Nicholas McDonald were battle it out to be crowned this year's X Factor winner. Luke Friend was voted out of the singing contest last night. That's the latest. I'm Danny Crawshaw.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, my name's Jed Shepherd and this is the Jed Shepherd Show, here till 6 o'clock. I'm joined today by the Pop Guns. Hi Pop Guns.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so happy they're here, it's kind of a treat for me, so they'll be playing some songs in a bit. First I'm going to play some new music, here's Metronomy's new one with I'm Aquarius.
Just one fight and just one anniversary. So I never thought you'd be the one to up and leave. You said our love was written in the stars, but I never paid attention to my charts. And now I see how quick you must want to forget, 'cause you left the ring I bought you with your cigarettes. Well, I can finish up if you don't want them, and I can take the ring back where I got it from. I can love it, I can leave it. You said, honey, yeah, best believe it, 'cause you're a novice. I'm a tourist, I'm not gonna say, I'm not gonna do. Yeah, I can love it, I can leave it. You said, honey, yeah, best believe it, 'cause you're a tourist, I'm Aquarius. And I'm not gonna say, I'm not gonna do. Never thought about it sentimentally. Never saw just how much you thought I meant to me. Never learned about it at university. Never thought about it 'cause you're the first you see. And I'm aware of the procedure, but normally it's me that leaves her. I guess I'm finished up, it's time to move on. I'm taking the ring back to where I got it from. I can love it, I can leave it. You said, yeah, best believe it, 'cause you're a novice. I'm a tourist, I'm not gonna say, I'm not gonna do. I can love it, I can leave it. You said, honey, yeah, best believe it, 'cause you're a novice. I'm a tourist, we've had problems, been notorious for them. This is what your friends said, now you're inside with them. I've seen our stars, but there's nothing aligning with us, 'cause I'm Aquarius. I'm Aquarius, 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 I'm Aquarius.
Astronomy with I'm Aquarius on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm joined today by the Pop Guns. Hello again, the Pop Guns.
Hello, Graham Wood.
Hello. So, for those of the people out there who don't know who the Pop Guns are, do you want to give a brief, if possible, explanation of what you are and who you are and where you're from?
Okay, a brief, yes. We formed in 1949 down in Brighton, and we always wanted to be Blondie. Indie pop rock is our genre. Simon, our guitarist, writes brilliant songs, and we all attempt to make them sound brilliant.
And they do, which is handy.
And we're all from Essex.
Yeah. What's the point?
I never knew that until today.
Well, not all of us, but us three that are in today, yes, from Essex.
Rayleigh Holbridge and Benfleet. And I used to love fishing at Lake Meadows.
So. Oh, okay. I think you know more about Essex than I do, because I travel in from London, so you're more local than I am.
We're proper Essex.
Gathered that from your direction.
Yeah, sorry. So you took about a 15-year hiatus. Why?
Why did we stop? We ran out of steam a little bit.
Well, I think it was just that our children are old enough to not need babysitters anymore. Yeah, so we've got time to do it again.
Yeah,
just circumstances, you know, in life things come around and you start and get keen on something again, and I think the internet kind of helps. It keeps the interest up in the band, and then we suddenly realise that actually there's quite a few people out there still want to know about us, and
me for one, so I'm glad.
We found a drummer eventually.
Yeah.
Started doing a couple of gigs a couple of years ago, and really enjoyed doing it. So why not stop and start writing a few new songs again now? And enjoying making music.
I suppose originally we hadn't had that commercial success, and I suppose you get to a point where you think actually you better think about what you're going to do when you grow up. You know, so it was about time we grew up.
Why do you think you didn't have the commercial success last time around?
Because you had terrible clothes, I don't know.
Because I think you had the songs for it. Mm. Like I was telling you before, your first two albums are flawless. The amount of radio-friendly pop songs on there is unbelievable. Like I had to remind myself that you guys aren't the biggest band in the world because your songs are so good.
I don't know why, but I do. I don't mind in a way, because one of my favourite bands, the Go-Betweens, never really achieved commercial success, but I still think they're my top two bands ever, so I think you can still mean something to people without having commercial success. But when you want to make a career of it, you kind of have to have that success to keep going, and that's where it just got more of a struggle, I suppose.
I'll tell you one thing you could do is if you kept a whole backlot of your old t-shirts with you, have you seen how much they go for on eBay?
No.
Someone, I was looking on eBay. One of your t-shirts, it was for Snog. It was going for 120 quid.
No way.
Yeah.
No one would pay that for it.
No,
had a few more left.
That's what the bidding was at.
You sure it hadn't been worn by all of us?
We did bring a signed one with us today, but maybe we'll take it back.
It's not a Snog one, though.
So, Wendy, do you want to do your special thing now?
Yeah.
I'm quite excited, but I'm going to film it.
Oh, yeah.
So this will go on the Phoenix FM website and YouTube and stuff, so
I'm slightly excited, slightly terrified. Okay, this is Waiting for the Winter. I'm going to call it Birdie style, because that's how it's best described, I think. So that's the worst thing that you could do. Now I'm waiting for the winter, hoping for the rain. I wanna just forget you and start my life again. Waiting for the winter, hoping for the rain. I never wanna see you ever again. I shiver and recall you sighed the day we said goodbye, and your relief you couldn't hide. And I know you'll forget about the things that I despair about. They never meant a thing to you. Waiting for the winter, hoping for the rain. I wanna just forget you and start my life again. Waiting for the winter, hoping for the rain. I never wanna see you ever again. I am tired, I am empty, I am older, my temper is shorter. I am changing, I am harder, I am bitter to the bone. Now I'm waiting for the winter, hoping for the rain. I wanna just forget you and start my life again. Waiting for the winter, hoping for the rain. I never wanna see you ever again. Everywhere I see your face, and everywhere I can't escape. I've got to wait until the winter, till the sun has gone away. Everywhere I see your face, and everywhere I can't escape. I've got to wait until the winter, till the sun has gone away.
That was amazing. Thank you very much. I'm so happy I recorded that. That's amazing. And that's the first time you've played the keyboard in public, right?
Yeah, live on radio. Yeah.
That's so good. Thank you very much. That is one of my favourite songs of all time, by the way. So I feel quite honoured. I'm honoured that you guys came in the first place. So, and later on we'll be hearing the sequel to that.
Oh yeah.
So I'm doubly excited by that. Is it as good?
Yeah, of course it is.
Good. Well, I'm going to play some new songs now. Here's Albert Hammond Jr. with Rude Customer.
we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. Of shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Kirby's Coaches offer an exciting selection of day excursions, theatre trips and holidays in the UK and abroad, with local pickups in modern, luxury, fully equipped coaches with excursions included in your holiday price. Kirby's Coaches have been providing holidays for local people for nearly 60 years. The nicest people travel with Kirby's. Why not be one of them? Call Brentwood 805 805 or visit kirbyscoaches.co.uk.
With Mesmerize on Phoenix 98 FM. Listen to the Jed Shepherd Show. I am Jed Shepherd. Because the Pop Guns are here, I'm going to play a couple of bands from Brighton now. First up is Hetty, who isn't technically from Brighton, but she goes to the Brighton Institute of Modern Music. BIM, which is kind of like a hit factory, really. These churn out chart-topping bands. So here's Hetty, and after that you've got Eyes with Till Infinity.
jeans, Rihanna for the vaccines, planning tattoos for our 18th. Remember, it's what's underneath. We never know what's coming next. Always trying to impress. We dream of shows and camera rolls and working hard to reach our goals. Just live it, live life to the full. We don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it, live life to the full. We don't know what will happen, so we gotta just live it.
Was a Brighton double bill there. That was Eyes with Till Infinity and Hetty with Just the Way. And Hetty's going to the studio in a couple of weeks to record some more singles, so we'll have more songs to play on my show. I'm still joined by the Pop Guns. Hi, Pop Guns.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. And so, as you've been around for a while, in terms of your band, how have you seen the kind of the music industry change and just the general change in music over the last 20 odd years? Have you found music's got better, or do you think it's been kind of diluted, or?
I think it's better because there's so much more variety now. You can whatever you want to listen to is there, isn't it, for you?
Yeah.
That you just got access to anything that you want to listen to is out there. So, yeah, I think so.
That is right. That's what's changed so much, in that things that aren't necessarily in the chart now are still a lot. You know, there's so much more, as you say, variety about, you know, and everything stays alive for so long. And on the live scene, there's bands playing to like 4,000 or 5,000 people who you never hear on the radio.
Yeah.
But they've still got massive fans. I went to see Sigur Rós the other night, the Icelandic sort of art rock band.
I saw them recently as well.
And you know, you don't hear them on Radio 1, or they're not in the main charts. But down in Brighton, they're playing to 4,000 people down there, and that's the kind of variety you get.
They're so good,
I think. And you know, and all genres of music. But
So besides Sigur Rós, are there any bands around at the moment that you're quite that you love at the moment?
I tend to be quite mainstream, actually, with my tastes. So my
X Factor stuff.
Well, no, not quite that mainstream. Well, actually, the Killers were on, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Yeah.
At first, I thought Killers and X Factor, but then when they played Mr. Brightside, it was pretty amazing. Greg's just waving a Taylor Swift plectrum at me. I tend to like the indie bands that get in the charts, things like Vampire Weekend and Heim and.
I think the best album for me of the last this millennium, whatever, it was the Arcade Fire album.
The new one?
No, the Funeral album.
That is the number one album.
Record.
I think of all time, that's probably up there with like Jeff Buckley's Grace for me, like best albums of all time.
It's one of those albums that Simon always says, if someone hears it and doesn't like it, then he's not going to be friends with them. That kind of album.
So the best band I've seen this century was Bruce Foxton from The Jam last night.
Oh, really? He played the Brentwood Festival in August, Bruce Foxton. It was only around. I think he was in here as well. Yeah, we interviewed him.
If I'm totally honest, 1979 was the pinnacle of music, and it's been downhill since then, I'm afraid.
But I have to keep up because I teach pop singing. That's what I do now for a living. And so I have to keep up with what's in the charts because that's what my students listen to. I've got one or two indie kids who I'm trying to sway them in that direction. But generally I just have to listen to current chart stuff. Really.
So do they come in and say, I want to sound like Rihanna? And then you have to make them sound.
They don't say that, but they sometimes do tend to sing like the person who, which is inevitable. Really.
Yeah.
You're going to copy the style, aren't you? But not all of them.
Do you try to like subvert them into a certain genre and tell them to like sing something that you want to sing?
I do suggest things, but the thing is, if they don't like the song, they're not going to enjoy singing it. So
true.
So yeah,
that is true.
One of my students did sing a Smith song at the last concert before, which was fabulous.
That's good. I mean, because you have
A star.
Well, that is good. We'll be hearing more from the Pop Guns. They'll be playing a song in about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that'll be good. And it's going to be Still Waiting for the Winter.
Still Waiting for the Winter.
That is amazing. So before that, we've got Magic Man with Waves.
What the hell was-
Magic Man with Waves on Phoenix 98 FM. So the Pop Guns are here, and in just a second they're going to do another song. So tell me about the songwriting process for you guys. So Waiting for the Winter, that was it's quite a sad song in general, but the kind of the music is quite uplifting and happy. Is that on purpose?
Okay, yeah. My model for songwriting back in the day was Blondie's Parallel Lines album.
Okay.
Basically. So, songs like, my favourite song off that album, probably 1159, which is not a single, I don't know if anyone knows it, but it's kind of energy and passion and kind of comes across as being honest. But it's, you know, it's that combination of and it always and it tells a little story with things, you know, quite believable.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of thing I was aiming for when writing those early songs.
And
but you know, we love power pop as well, so
yeah,
it's got, you know,
good.
It's not going to be
so quiet. And what's the story behind Still Waiting for the Winter? Is it an exact? Does it kind of start where the last one ends, or is it just like an epilogue kind of?
Oh, songwriters never reveal.
Okay.
It's quite autobiographical, isn't it? This.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's got.
I spotted it.
But it's like it picks a few situations. The lyrics mention a few little landmarks in Brighton and a few little scrapes we got up to back in the day. You know.
Is it just about your drummers then?
No, this is pre-drummers. Right. Pre-band, I think, probably.
No, I don't think so. Just reading through the words now.
Yeah, moving up.
Okay, so can you introduce it and start playing?
Yeah, we're the Pop Guns. This is Still Waiting for the Winter.
What?
Friday night outside the Grand, a wedding disco band plays Boogie One. Shiver, 'cause we're never coming back again.
Thank you very much. That's brilliant. That's definitely a sequel to Waiting for the Winter, isn't it? That's amazing. That's the Pop Guns. We're still waiting for the winter on Phoenix 98 FM. Up next is Hearts with Wings.
Thank you. What's happening in Brentwood? Where are those police vans going? When will those roadworks ever end? Will we ever get a new cinema on that site? Most local news doesn't appear on TV, online, or in the national press. For that, you need a quality local newspaper. The Brentwood Gazette. Full of features, stories, events, tweets, listings, and all the things important to you. The Brentwood Gazette is written for Brentwood people and read by 54,000 residents every week. The Brentwood Gazette. For news and views you won't find anywhere else.
The days are getting shorter and temperatures are starting to drop. A sure sign that winter's on its way. Soon the frost, ice and maybe even the snow will be back. But did you know? When temperatures fall below 7 degrees, normal tyres can harden, reducing grip. Winter tyres, however, retain flexibility and grip right down to around minus 15. Improve your stopping distance and pull away grip by fitting winter tyres now with skid marks. We have winter tyres to suit all budgets, so are you ready for winter? Don't leave it until it's too late. Call the Winter Tyre Specialists, Skidmarks, now on 01277 210414.
out to Monday. Something's not the same. Blank head, crossed eyes, sweep the floor. Feel your presence in your absence. Shut the door. Oh, oh.